Because Tom had carried the rewards for honey unwrapped in the breast pocket of his leather jacket, he usually smelled of meat that was slightly off. Jim hadn't much liked it at the time, but now he recalled it with affection. How pleased dear old Tom would be to see him and Honey heading for old Grimble's field in close companionship, following his old pursuit. Honey was the director of operations. Tom used to claim that she was drawn to a particular spot by the presence of truffle flies hovering around the base of a tree. And now she led Jim to a mature tree, a sycamore he thought it was, where he could see the flies himself. "Get digging, girl," he said. The irregular warty lump, about the size of a tennis ball, which Honey unearthed, she willingly relinquished in exchange for the cube of sirloined steak Jim took out of a plastic Ziploc bag. "This old fungus must weigh a good half pound," he said aloud. "Keep on with the good work, Honey." Honey kept on. The truffle flies annoyed her, and she snapped at the swarms, scattering them and snuffling toward where they had been densest. There she began digging again, fetched out of the rich leaf mould first a much smaller truffle, then one about the size of a large potato, and was rewarded once more with pieces of sirloin. "There's a lot more flies buzzing about over there," Jim said, pointing to a biggish beech tree which looked 100 years old. "How about moving on?" Honey had no intention of moving on. So might a diamond prospector refuse to abandon the lode where gems worth a fortune had already come to light, until he was sure the seam had been exhausted. Honey sniffed, dug, slapped at the flies with her paws, dug again. No more truffles were foraged, and the object that she had unearthed was of no interest to her. It lay exposed on the chestnut-coloured soil, white, fan-like, unmistakably what it was, a human hand. Or rather, the bones of a human hand. Flesh, skin, veins, tendons, all gone. "Oh, my Lord, girl," said Jim Belbury. "Whatever have you gone and found?" As if she understood, Honey stopped digging, sat down, and put her head on one side. Jim patted her. He put the 3 truffles in the plastic bag he had brought with him for that purpose, placed the bag inside his backpack, and removed from it his mobile phone. Jim might be an old countryman, living in a cottage with no proper bathroom and no main drainage, but still he would no more have gone out without his mobile than would his 15-year-old great-nephew. Unaware of the number of Kings Markham police station, he dialed information.